Hi, welcome to Lost Dogs of America first radio podcast. My name is Susan Taney, and I'm one of the co-founders of Lost Dogs of America and the director of Lost Dogs Illinois.
And I'm Kathy Poblowski, and I'm the director of Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. Together, Susan and I founded Lost Dogs of America. Today, we're going to talk to you about something that we have seen happening quite a bit, is where a dog is lost and people immediately want to go out and set a live trap for the dog. And we're going to discuss that topic and offer some other suggestions about what can be done instead. So Susan, when should somebody consider using something other than a live trap to catch a dog?
Well, first of all, if a trap is not available in their area, if the dog is very trap wary, if you're not able to monitor the trap properly with trail cameras or having someone sit outside watching the trap, you can't afford the deposit for the trap, that there's no way to transport the trap to get to wherever your trapping site is, and there also could possibly be some logistical problems with the trap, such as you might have to carry this trap quite a distance to get it to where you have your feeding station. Can you think of anything else, Kathy?
Well, I was just going to add to that. We've seen some problems, especially sometimes if we have elderly owners and they just, you know, logistically cannot physically monitor, get the trap to where it needs to be and monitor the trap properly. Or like you said, sometimes trap deposits can be very expensive at shelters and sometimes people just can't afford that deposit. So, you know, we have found other ways that people can catch their dog when they don't have access to a live trap. So do you have some suggestions for things to use instead of
yes.
a trap?
Well, in our five things to do if you lose a dog, we say to put out food, some clothing, and water. So in case the dog does come back, he has something friendly or something that is familiar to him. But we also say put out a crate or the dog's kennel. And what you might want to do is bungee cord the door back and or just take the door off. You can also lure the dog into a fence yard, a house, shed, a car, tennis courts, if someone has an outdoor kennel, porch, a screened-in room, a fenced schoolyard, dog park, portable fencing or a barrier. Let's say you lose your dog while you're camping. Lure the dog into a tent or an RV. A garage. We've had dogs that the owner just raises the garage door open just a couple of feet or leaves the side door open to the garage. An X-pen or what you can call an exercise pen. The dog is lost in a rural area, use a farm building. You can use a magnet dog, which we'll cover in another episode, or just try to lure the dog to you.
Those are some great suggestions. I know one of the things that we try to suggest to owners when we see the possibility that their dog is going to be very elusive is to suggest to them early on as they're delivering flyers in the area of where their dog was last seen to kind of scope out the neighborhood and you know, maybe come up with some ideas of where they can possibly lure the dog into. Like you said, does one of the neighbors have a fenced yard or is there a tennis court nearby where the dog could be lured into? Things like that. If you kind of watch for those places early on, then when you get your sightings and you get your dog coming back to that area reliably, then you're already all set up for where you can lure your dog back into.
Do you have any stories of dogs that were caught in something other than a trap?
We do. We have lots of stories. And of course, cars are fairly common. We'll often suggest to an owner that when they go out to a sighting area, that they actually just leave a car door open or the van door open and put some food inside the car and something that smells familiar to the dog and walk away and just leave it. And sometimes when they come back, the dog is in, has, you know, crept out from wherever they were hiding and is in the car. or in the van or truck or whatever it may be. And then we have a case that we worked really hard on several years ago, where the dog was extremely trap shy. It was a very brutal cold winter. And we kept trying to trap her in a regular humane trap, and she just absolutely would not go in. And so we were able to get a subdivision to open up their tennis courts for us. Even though it was winter, they were able to unlock the tennis courts, and we were able to lure her into the tennis courts. And after a period of several days feeding her in the tennis court, she started to feel quite comfortable in there, and then somebody was just able to go up and shut the gate and catch her. How about you? Do you have any stories?
Well, I do. And this is actually Waukegan's animal control officer. She was trying to catch a dog in her jurisdiction, and it was really causing some problems. The dog wouldn't take the trap. And finally, she had and another person actually built a guillotine door and attached it to the doghouse. Because what was happening, they knew that the dog was sleeping with this other person's dog outside. So what they did is they sat outside in their van, and they had a rope attached to the guillotine door. And once both dogs went in there, the guillotine door went down, and they were able to get the dog out from the doghouse. We also had a just recently international dog, or I think they're called international street dogs, went missing, and they got a sighting, and the person went out with her own dog and sat in the car with her own dog, opened up the door, and the dog came in. And I can also explain about a dog that we had in Harvard, where I live, and 2.5 years to get this dog. He wouldn't go into a trap. Wouldn't go into a missy trap type trap. And finally, it was quite a community effort. And there were two women that really were going to get this dog caught. And finally, one day, Charlie followed the woman right into her backyard. She shut the door, and they were able to capture Charlie. So I think there's a lot of ways we can do this. We just don't always have to have a trap. Kind of think out of the trap. Think about what do you have handy in your area that you can lure a dog to and then capture it.
Right. One of my favorite stories is a dog that we had several years ago that it just wouldn't come to the owner. It was very scared. And finally, the owner took the recliner chair from the living room out to the parking lot where the dog was being seen and slept in that recliner chair overnight. And sometime during the night, the dog jumped up in the owner's lap and he was able to get a hold of him. But just that's kind of that familiar feeling. And again, that luring idea where they were able to just sit really still. I mean, it was something familiar to the dog, and the dog finally just was brave enough to take that risk to reconnect with their owner. So I think that's... I hope we've given you some ideas. Any other things that we should have mentioned that we?
No, missed? I think we could talk a little bit about luring. Is luring with scent of different clothing, maybe your sheet that you sleep on that you cut it up, socks, and also leaving a real tasty food trail to lead up to luring. Yeah. To wherever you're going to try to capture the dog. And that's all I think I have to add.
Yeah, I think that's great. And the thing with the sheets or the clothing, whatever, you know, it should be dirty. I know sometimes people think that it should be clean, but it actually should be dirty. The other thing that we often recommend is just using your pillowcase that you sleep on every night, because that's really got a lot of the owner's scent on it. And again, don't wash it before you use it. Just take a dirty one out there.
Absolutely.
One thing that we want to just to remind everybody, once you do catch your dog, we always, always recommend that you take her or him to the vet as quickly as possible to be checked over. That just, you know, you don't know what they've been eating or what they've been drinking while they've been out there on their own. And it just gives you some peace of mind to have your vet look them over and then perhaps recommend, you know, a refeeding schedule or a course of antibiotics or something like that.
Well, this was our first podcast. If you have any suggestions or questions, please contact us either at our Gmail accounts, which is Susan T. at Lost Dogs Illinois, or our Facebook page. And Kathy, can you give your contact information?
Yeah, so you can contact me at lostdogswi@gmail.com. Or like Susan said, you can reach us through our Facebook page, Lost Dogs of America. You can do the just send us a message to our inbox. And if you have any suggestions for shows or any questions that you would like to ask, or you have a tough case that you're having problems with, maybe you can maybe we can give you some suggestions on a further on another podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're wrapping this up. Thanks a bunch for listening.